What's up, fellas? So I got a patron supporter that says he wants to know how to deal with depression. All right, and you know, I don't know. Maybe maybe he confused this red shirt with looking like a doctor's outfit. But guys, I'm not a doctor. All right, there ain't a dating coach or a life coach alive that can tell you how to handle and deal with depression. Guys, this is a serious issue. All right, this ain't no pull your chin strap up and go grab life by the horns, guys. This is a serious issue. I know I fuck with you guys about approach anxiety and social anxiety and shit like that, because I believe a lot of that's in y'all guys' head and you just need to get some fucking balls or whatever the case may be. But with depression, guys, that is, you probably either got a chemical imbalance or a hormonal imbalance or some real mental issues, all right? Now, notice when I'm talking about the chemical and hormonal imbalances. Guys, you're going to probably need to take some prescription medicine, like some Prozac or something. That's serious, guys. All right, guys? Guys, our endocrine system controls our hormones. Your hormones control your appetite, you going to sleep, your energy level, your mood, all that bullshit, guys. So if you woke up this morning and you didn't feel like getting out of the bed, and I ain't talking about, you know, you worked 100 hours this week or whatever, I'm just saying you noticed for the past few days that you just feel like just laying in the bed and just like, man, I don't even feel like getting the fuck up. Guys, you probably got something wrong with your endocrine system. All right, something's probably off. Guys, we have adrenal glands. All right, you have adrenal glands that make you get your ass up and go do shit. All right, if things start getting out of whack, you need to go see a doctor so he can put you on some medicine to get that shit taken care of. All right. We also have hormones that dictate our mood and shit like this right here, guys. We got sensors in our head. What, y'all ever heard the word comfort food? Guys, that's not a fake thing. Food sends happy signals to your head. So like when you eating some ice cream, it senses all these signals. I'm like, yeah, we eat some ice cream. All right. Those are hormones, guys. That's what they call, you know, comfort food, because when you eating food, you happy. All right, guys, your sex drive, all that shit is hormone. Guys, if you just don't even want to fuck, let's say you got a bad chick, right? And mentally in your head, I want to fuck this bitch to sleep, but I feel like taking a nap right now. All right, guys, that's not normal. Now, if you just got a bitch that just ugly as fuck, then it's normal not to have a high sex drive. But if you got a girl that you super attracted to, but you'd rather take a nap, something's not right, guys. All right? So, guys, if y'all having these issues, if you want to fucking blow your fucking brains out, or you don't feel like getting up and, you know, getting on, taking life by the horns, you need to go see your primary health care doctor, guys. Because your primary health care doctor is one that's going to prescribe you to either the endocrinologist, or probably need to see a therapist or something. I don't know, but I cannot help you on this situation. This is a serious issue. So maybe you need to talk to a shrink, or maybe you need to see an endocrinologist or something, and they put you on some hormonal drugs. I don't fucking know, guys. Just go see your primary health care doctor and tell them what's going on with you, and he'll figure out what he need to recommend you to. All right, guys? So that's a serious issue. I know y'all wanted a pep talk, and you gotta get up and you gotta go get life by the horns, and you only live once. No, not with depression, guys. This is serious, all right? People who treat depression go to school for fucking 10 years, all right? I was a fucking personal trainer a year ago. You wanna be taking some shit like that from me, all right? I was having guys doing burpees, you know, this time last year. You wanna be listening to me on some medical shit like that? You need to go see somebody who went to school for fucking 10 years to get you going in the right track, guys. So that's serious shit, all right? All right, guys. I got a lot of guys who seem to be depressed or something, and I guess they think I'm going to say, hey, man, if you get on your purpose, depression will go away. Nah, listen. A purpose don't fix depression, all right? Purpose fixes a lot of shit. It don't fix depression, all right? You need to go see a doctor, brother, all right? And the next thing I wanted to talk about, guys, and this is a, you know, I talk a lot about watching, you know, how the woman is interacting with you. So when you're on a date, is she talkative and things like that right there? Is she shit testing you? But, and all those are indicators of interest, right? But one thing that I haven't talked about, amazingly, And one of my patient supporters asked me this question last. He was talking about the girl that wore nail polish and shit like this right here. And guys, how a woman dresses also are indicators of interest. I'm not saying you can't fuck them. We already know we can raise interest. All right, we already know that. The thing I'm saying, guys, is, and y'all guys need to pay attention to this until y'all, your regular girls who are in your rotation, or if you got a girlfriend or you got a wife, all right? Now, I am not saying that your girl need to be coming to fucking bed in her prom dress, all right? Don't mistake it and get carried away because your girl ain't fucking putting on a fucking Gucci dress to come to bed. That's not what the fuck I'm saying, all right? What I am saying is, if you don't live with your girl or something like that and you ain't seen her, so let's say it's the date Saturday and you ain't seen her since last Saturday or Monday or whatever the case may be, and she came over there looking like she just got out of bed or some shit like that, you need to know that her interest at that very moment is dropping, all right? Because she's starting to move into her masculine energy. Guys, when a woman is feminine, she want to put makeup on. She want to go get her hair done. She want to get her nails done. She want to look sexy. If that nail's just for herself, all right, just for herself. If you're a masculine and she has high interest in you, she gonna want to also look feminine for you. It's just natural that way. But as a woman's interest drop, she's gonna care less about her appearance and shit like that. Y'all guys see that in the relationships, the bad relationships. If you ever seen the bad relationships, look how the woman looks. Look how she carry herself. Cause her interest is very low. She's probably there just for the fucking kids. All right, they probably not even having sex. Her interest so fucking low. But you think of the people that seem to have good relationships and shit. And I know all this might be a facade in public and shit like this. But you think about the people that you see that are in a happy relationship. And everybody have problems. You know, I don't give a fuck if they kissing. And everybody have problems. So you can get that out your fuck. Everybody. So don't give me, oh, well, such and such. Everybody have problems. Ain't no relationship that they don't got fucking problems, all right? So don't even come to me with that. But if you look at the happy relationships, look how the woman is going to be feminine. Look how she's going to dress feminine. All right, guys? So y'all guys need to take key heed to that and how a woman is dressing and how she's carrying herself. All right? If she's showing up on a date looking like Bush Davis, she probably, her interest is getting low. You need to tighten your ass up. All right? And the reason this is important, guys, and why y'all guys need to pay attention to shit, because you're going to get lazy. And that's the thing. Everybody's on their P's and Q's at the beginning. Everybody's all seductive and suave and cool and chill. And then 3 months in, you're a little hornball and goofy and shit. You're losing your masculine frame. You done stop whispering sweet things in her ear. You ain't dressing the way you used to dress and dress nice and shit. And so her attraction's going here, 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 here. That's how it happens, guys. Men get lazy, all right? The relationship, when it's at the beginning, is very masculine and feminine energy. The man is very smooth, debonair, seductive. And then as he gets comfortable, he starts thinking the girl is his best friend, and he starts interacting with her like a friend almost. Shit like that puts a woman in her masculine frame. So when she come over your house, she ain't gonna dress like a woman that's going on a date. She gonna dress like your best friend finna go shoot fucking basketball. All right, guys, so if y'all guys have girls that's coming over seeing y'all and they look like they finna go, y'all finna go do a workout at a gym or something like that, that's because the way you've been carrying the energy in a relationship is taking on more of a friendly vibe instead of a relationship vibe. You men have to stay in your seductive masculine frame, all right? And I want y'all guys to work on this because I know it all comes down to laziness. Just laziness. Just start getting relaxed and just too damn comfortable. You know, when I say comfortable, sort of like a woman who started passing gas around you or something, or burping or some shit like that around you. Just getting way too fucking comfortable. All right, guys? So you guys need to stay in your masculine seductive frame, or you're going to your woman going to start showing up on dates looking like y'all finna go do a fucking bench workout. All right, guys? So all these are indicators of interest. And you want to pay attention to this? Well, say, uh-oh. Get back in that smooth, seductive frame. You see that shit? You're like, uh-oh. And if you catch it, think to yourself, I guarantee you, over the last week or two, if you just think back, I bet you'll be like, yeah, I have been kind of like having that friendly vibe. It hasn't been a very seductive vibe. All right, guys? So y'all guys just be cognizant of that, all right? But getting back to the first point, guys, depression is a fucking serious thing. It is not normal for a guy to just wake up out of bed and want to fucking kill himself for no fucking reason. All right, that is definitely some hormonal shit going on in your head or some chemical imbalance. Whatever the case may be, guys, y'all guys need to go see a doctor and get on some the right medicine or shit like that. Ain't no pep talk I can give you to get over depression, guys. All right, guys. So I hope I helped that. I've been getting this question a lot about depression. I hope that solved it, guys. Go see a fucking doctor. All right, like the video. Comment down below what you guys want to see next. Holler back.